The New Zealand Warriors open their account for the season after two really tough losses for them against Cronulla after leading 12-0 against Melbourne last week. We know what happened in the last 3 minutes of that game. But despite conceding the lead in the second half, the Warriors this time ran over the top to beat Canberra 18-10 before a capacity crowd of over 17,000 in Christchurch. And after missing the end of last year with hamstring problems, Luke Metcalf, their young 5'8", has started the season with a bang. He joined us on the line. Luke, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, fellas. I was a little bit sore after yesterday, but I'm feeling good.
Yeah, it was a tough game. Great atmosphere. Taking that game to Christchurch, I know you guys went there for a sold-out pre-season game. I think that was against the West Tigers. It shows you just how broad the reach is at the moment for the Warriors.
Yeah, it's like you said, yeah, we took that trial game down there at the start of the year, and that atmosphere was ridiculous on its own. And to go down there yesterday, and I think it topped it. It was crazy just how much support the Warriors have. Just obviously Christchurch is in the South Island, so you just never know how much of a reach you have there. But you go down there and you see a crowd, they absolutely love it. So I think we're going there for the next 3 years. So I already can't wait to go back.
That's awesome. Just, you know, the fact that your first couple of games, and I'm sure next week will be a sellout as well, back in Auckland. And the crowd, the way they responded to such an impressive team performance last year, finishing in the top four, getting a home final. For a place that's normally dominated by rugby union and even netball, for rugby league to flex its muscle like this in New Zealand, was that a shock to you, being an Aussie who's only been there for a year or two?
Yeah, it was. I think it didn't help the boys being away for those 3 years during COVID. I think they felt a little bit of a disconnect to with the New Zealand people. But yeah, I think obviously our performance on the field last year helped a lot with that and sort of created a bit of a buzz. And yeah, I think everyone's just sort of looking forward to trying to replicate that, but obviously go that one step further than we did last year. But yeah, everyone's just really excited. And yeah, I think hopefully another sold-out game on Easter against Knights this Sunday will be good.
Groover, it's great to hear your voice, and it's great to get a chance to chat to you. And also, I haven't had a chance to see you, so congratulations on your form. But what was the chat like between you and the teammates, I suppose, over the last couple of weeks, having a couple of tough losses, but then be able to bounce back and have a great win like you did last night?
Yeah, Groover, it was just, we felt like we, in the Sharks game, we felt like in the first half, we probably, I'd say, 25 or 30 of those minutes, we were playing flawless footy. We'll get into the end of our sets and applying a lot of pressure towards Cronulla. Then in the Melbourne game, it was sort of the reverse of that. In the second half, probably 38 minutes were good, and they obviously did what they did to us. And we just spoke about trying to put those two games together and just do what we do well for longer periods. I think that's where we're sort of lacking and letting ourselves down. And even though yesterday wasn't perfect, but felt like we got into a grind, and Canberra are a real gritty team, so they're not an easy team to beat. And I feel like we've still got a lot of improvements, but we know if we get our style of footy on that we want to get on, we know we can win both games.
Well, mate, you've been playing some really good football over the last couple of years, especially when you were here in Sydney. What's Andrew Webster done for you and your game? Because I feel like now that your running game looks a little bit more damaging, your passing game, you've got sort of everything sort of really flowing at the moment. How's he been for you?
Oh yeah, Webby's been awesome. He's like, I feel like he's sort of opened my eyes up to a different style of football. He's been really good for me. And obviously, you've sort of seen how Sean played last year. He's probably the best season he's ever had. But yeah, where he's really, he's a really smart coach, and he's really smart around the ideas of football. Even just some little things that you sort of think you might know, but he just opens your mind up to being open-minded on certain things. And like, I won't go too deep and technical, but yeah, he's just real, real good at just making sure you're open-minded about going into games or in the game plans, and just sort of letting you do your thing. But yeah, he's just really smart.
He obviously extended recently, mate, 2 more years on that contract of yours. Was there any thought about coming back to Australia, or do you feel settled now in Auckland?
I felt really settled in Auckland when it obviously sort of that we started talking. I didn't really want to think about anyone. I just feel like being at the Warriors, and obviously speaking about Webby just before, being coached by Webby and being able to play with Sean and the leaders, Rogers just come back. Like, being able to play with those guys, I just thought it would be the best opportunity for me. And I feel like we're doing something really, really special, and I didn't want to be anywhere else. And as soon as we had started having those chats, I just told my manager, I don't want to go anywhere else. That's where I want to be.
How's the body, mate? Obviously, you've had that hamstring issue long term. You went and saw Bill Knowles last season. How have you approached this year? Have you had to do anything differently for to maintain that strengthening around the hamstring?
I did have to change up a little bit of stuff. I feel like the trip over to America really opened my eyes up to what I haven't been doing. Like, I thought I was doing the right things and off the field and at training and stuff. But yeah, it really opened my eyes to what I actually need to be doing. And so I've completely changed sort of like my routine before training, before games. Like, I've got a whole 45-minute to an hour routine of just stuff, the exercises that I've got to do to warm all my body parts up. And even at home, like, I've got a strict thing that I sort of keep to at night time. I'm doing my stretching routine, even just little things like my diet and making sure I'm just doing all the right things. I thought, looking back on that, I probably was letting myself down a little bit, but I didn't know it at the time. But now I feel like I'm on top of it, and I know that if I want to keep going how I'm going, I just need to make sure I don't slack off.
I've spoken to Jaden Brayley recently. He obviously went to see Bill and Tom Trbojevic and a few other players. And Jaden, and we saw it, I think, quite evident with Tom Trbojevic last year, that Bill tries to, well, change the way you think about running, I guess. And we saw Tom take some time to adjust to it. And Jaden said at training he was thinking about his movements rather than it becoming naturally in that first instance, and now it's starting to be like that. Did you have to change your style at all in terms of the way you ran?
Mine wasn't too much about my style. It was more about just the strengthening of my body. So mine was like a lot coming from my glute muscle. So I had ACL surgery when I was 20, and I had a hamstring graft, and he seemed to think that that was where it was sort of coming from, that same sort of right hamstring side where they'd taken the graft out. And I think you sort of see a lot of people have trouble with their hamstrings after they get that surgery. And so a lot of my stuff is sort of coming from being able to have a stronger glute on that right side. So a lot of it is just sort of single leg sort of glute work. But he sort of tweaked a little bit of stuff for my deceleration. Because I was doing a lot of mine when I was sort of stopping. And sort of tweaked a little things that, but nothing too crazy that didn't take too long to get a grasp of.
Well, the knee, the hammies were all working well last night, because it was our guest Luke Metcalf who scored this try to put the Warriors back in front.
20 out, played to Lusick. Pass back to centre field for Harris. Harris at the line, gives to Johnson. Johnson with a harbour bridge to the right edge. Berry, catch and give to Watanase Lesniak. He's 20 out. Now runs in field, Watanase Lesniak. Laterally to the 10. Passes to Metcalf. He puts his 5-8 through a hole. Usually it's the other way around, but Watanase Lesniak lays a try on a platter for Luke Metcalf.
There you go. It was a very important try. Adam Fanua Blake scored the first try again too, Luke. I just want you to give us some sort of insight into Adam Fanua Blake, what he offers around the place. I know he's heading to Cronulla next year, but he's a try-scoring phenom for a front rower. He's, in my view, the best front rower in the game. What else does he bring around the place, Adam Fanua Blake?
Yeah, like you said, he's a freak. I'm obviously gutted that he's leaving us next year, but he just brings, I feel like he's a real leader. Like, I'm not sure if it comes across to other people, but he's actually one of our biggest talkers, and he's so well respected in the dressing room and on the field. But he's actually really knowledgeable about the game too. He understands stuff that probably not a lot of props actually understand about things when you're trying to talk to him as a half. So he's actually really smart, and he knows when to have the right carry at the right time. He knows what players to run at. He just understands it. And it'll be a big loss for us. But while we've got him, hopefully we can keep going.
Well, enjoy this year of not having to tackle him, which you're going to have to do next season. Just finally, Luke, I think now that you've had this win under your belt, we can go back to what happened last week against Melbourne, specifically that Xavier Coates try. I mean, I guess if you have to be beaten on the bell, it's going to be with one of the greatest tries that's ever been seen. You have one of the great finishing wingers in the game, one of the great wingers, full stop, Dallin Watanase-Lesniak. He does some freakish things. And I'm not sure what else he could have done against Xavier Coates last week. What was your view of it, and what were your thoughts on it?
Oh, I thought I was in a dream. I was waiting for my missus to kick me and wake me up in fed. That's what I thought was happening. But, like I said, it's just crazy. Obviously, there's a bit of irony. Obviously, it happened. Bow and Coates on the same wing, and they're probably the best two finishers in the game. And, Xavier Kelly was ridiculous. Like I said, it was obviously, for us, it was heartbreaking. But looking back on it now, a week later, you can sort of go, oh, well, rugby league's the winner. He scored on the best finishers of all time, and I was able to be in the game, even though it was a depressing moment for me.